The next section is poetry. Claire felt guilty she wasn't with George on the mountain. The reason wasn't Corbin, she would have taken Corbin, like any Viet Cong warrior bringing Grandma and the baby. But as a woman, she'd have lacked any authority with head choppers, and anyway, she must work really all the phones here to save Emily Nahida. Her first efforts with old media news people were wrong track, but she tried her friend Olivia, who was Indigenous, and worked for ASIO because Rupert Murdoch as a newsman helped her family in prison. Olivia, admitted Claire bemusedly, was always a good writer. Now, Olivia checked files and informed her that the stuff director seemed to be on staff, but no one could quite work out what he did. The helmets aren't really us, they're DFAT, sort of, but he may have been teaching propaganda videos in some course or other. He was born in Australia. The Americans aren't keen on him because of that Iraq mess with their nurses, but we could use more good footage of the ISIL retreat. If they're airlifted here, we should recognise faces. I think you can offer him that work, say we said it. You need to hurry, though. Kirill is quite right that the Syrian-Russian offence will start there very soon. She was cautious about Emily Nahida, that problem that the child's people knew her government opposed the Syrian regime that tried to free her. But she Google Earthed the cave and the location. Said, tell George that there's likely to be rain. She gave Claire the last cell phone number they had for the snuff director. Claire rang him at once and he answered in his dead volcanic inlet. The Syrians were already extricating the other hostages nearby and there was temporary peace. He liked the idea of returning to the Australians, would see George. Phoning George with all this, she said, don't take Kirill, the last thing the director needs to see now is a premature Russian. George agreed. Kirill told some Syrian army men to leave George near the caves. The snuff director greeted him with the charm of an ambitious actor. Emily Nahida was undrugged and excited. She had been pretending she believed this would be a normal movie and she would be the star. She thought that this was what her father would tell her, to act out to stay alive. Perhaps panic, George thought, and panic courage in the loved do reincarnate one. He could see an older parent in her eyes. She walked to George at once and stood behind him. He put his hand behind his back and her fingers squeezed his fingers. Claire was back on the cell phone of the director since the Russians had established good communications for tomorrow's fight. The director was chubby and quite handsome, Orson Welles. George told him, you can leave with me and the baby. Claire confirmed the ASIO offer, read the director his old payroll number. He seemed relieved the new job appealed to him and the extrication. George phoned a Turkish diplomat to come and get them. On the director's phone, George said to Claire, it's wet. She said, the whole place reeks of rain on Jasmine. But pain in chest bones forced out there, I love you, that the same time, no inflection.